Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some lawn news and remind you to scout for bagworms and let everyone know about the McPherson County Farmers Market that's open each Saturday morning. But first, wheat harvest is upon us. The problem is Mother Nature is not cooperating. Light and heavy showers and high humidities have slowed the progress of this year's wheat harvest. Kansas wheat harvest traditionally begins in the southern counties and steadily moves north towards Nebraska over several weeks. Under normal conditions, harvest starts in early to mid-June and progresses northward as the crop reaches maturity. This year, however, the crop's development has been anything but normal. Warm temperatures and limited rainfall throughout the winter and early spring have pushed wheat growth well ahead of the schedule. By mid-May, much of our crop was already approaching maturity, creating expectations for an unusual early harvest season. While the recent rainfall may have provided some benefits for later maturing fields and the double crop opportunities, it has also created concerns about the grain quality and the harvest efficiency. Mature wheat exposed to continued moisture can experience issues ranging from test weight reductions to quality losses if wet conditions persist. For now, much of Kansas is in the holding pattern. Combines are fueled, trucks are ready, and producers are watching the forecast, waiting for the fields to dry. In my lawn news, a healthy lawn may be the best defense homeowners have against invasive weeds, and adding that proper maintenance can prevent many common weed problems before they begin. Weeds invading the home lawn can feel like an ongoing battle. Instead of consistently applying chemical treatments, homeowners should focus on growing strong, vigorous turf grass that naturally crowds out the weeds. A healthy stand of grass competes with weeds for sunlight, water, and nutrients, making it harder for unwanted plants to take hold. Many weed problems stem from common lawn care mistakes that weaken the turf grass and create opportunities for weeds to spread. One of the most common problems is mowing the grass too short. When scalping the lawn, it weakens the turf grass and allows more sunlight to reach the weed seeds, encouraging germination. Mowing at a proper height for the grass species and keeping the mower blade sharp and avoiding mowing when grass is wet will help keep a healthy lawn going. For our homeowners, now is the time across central Kansas to be scouting for bagworms. Bagworms are a common pest on evergreens such as cedars and junipers, but they also can feed on shade trees and shrubs. Early detection is important because the young bagworms are much easier to control than larger larvae later in the summer. Treating for bagworms in August is a waste of time and money, as the females are fully mature and protected by their sealed bags surrounding them. Many products work well in controlling bagworms. It's more about the coverage of the trees and the timing of the spray. K-State Extension encourages homeowners to regularly monitor landscape issues here in June. Catching bagworms early can save valuable trees and shrubs from serious damage later in the growing season. In our Extension calendar, our next Teach and Taste class will be Wednesday, June 10th, here at the Extension office. RSVPs is needed. This month, you will be making Korean beef skillet dish, where it's always free and hands-on. And the McPherson County Farmers Market is up and going for the 2026 season. Our market runs each Saturday through the end of September and will be open from 7:30 till 11 a.m. at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building, 710 West Woodside, here in McPherson. The McPherson County Farmers Market is proud to feature items that are all homegrown and homemade. Whether it's from the local garden, a baker known for delicious cinnamon rolls, or a local craftsman with unique handmade goods, there is something here for everyone. We have lots of new vendors signed up for this year's market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.